After nearly two decades of war, the United States and the Taliban are on the verge of signing a peace deal. So far, details of what's been decided are limited, but it would pave the way for the withdrawal of US troops from Afghanistan. The BBC's chief international correspondent, Lise Doucette, told me a short while ago that neither side wants to continue fighting any longer.
Well, we're learning a lot of new words in this new lexicon as Afghans move cautiously, slowly towards peace. This week, we are expecting to see the first test of Taliban intentions. It's not being called a ceasefire or a truce. It's being called a reduction in violence. The Taliban have committed to the United States in more than a year of negotiations that they will prove that they control the fighters on the ground by having a period of relative calm right across the country. And if they keep their word, then we are expecting there to be the signing of an agreement, a very complex agreement involving Taliban security guarantees and a phased withdrawal of US troops. And that will be signed in the Gulf state of Qatar, where the negotiations have been taking place. It is not a peace deal. It is a deal between the United States, which has 13,000 troops in Afghanistan, and the Taliban that they've been fighting for nearly two decades. But once that is signed, it will pave the way for the even more difficult talks among Afghans. And it is among the Afghans that the framework for peace will be negotiated and what Afghans hope will be an end to the war, including a ceasefire. But that's some way off. And that's not what's on the agenda right now.
OK, before we get to that, what is the timeline here in terms of what is being discussed and what might happen?
Someday this week, we will expect to hear an announcement that this 7-day period of reduction of violence is starting. The clock will start ticking. And if that succeeds, on the 29th of February in Doha, in Qatar, the deal will be signed. 10 days later is when the talks among Afghans are supposed to begin.
And the talks among Afghans are crucial here because this is not just about the Taliban and the United States. They're not the only interested parties, are they?
Well, not at all. For the Americans, this is a step closer to ending their longest war. They now have some 13,000 troops in Afghanistan, which is relatively low from the height where they had more than 100,000. But they will first, if the Taliban keep their commitments, draw down to about 8,600. And then depending whether the Taliban keep their word not to allow Afghanistan to become a haven for terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, like they did before 9/11, not to attack American security forces or Afghan security forces, then the troops will keep drawing down. The Taliban have always said, we want all of the troops to leave. But we understand that there have been discussions. The Americans want to have a counterterrorism force in Afghanistan. And while the Taliban will find it very difficult to agree to that publicly, that some understandings may be reached. So that's what is the discussions between those two sides. But for the Afghans, it will be about ending four decades of war, more than four decades. A whole generation in Afghanistan has only known war. So then you're getting to issues of a proper ceasefire. What about who's going to govern Afghanistan? How will they share power? Will the constitution have to be changed? And what happens when it comes to civil rights and most of all the rights of women? Your listeners will remember the 1990s when the Taliban were in power, that they ruled so harshly, not even allowing young girls to go to school, whipping women who left their houses. The Taliban say they have changed. The big question is, have the Taliban changed as much as Afghanistan has changed?
That is Lise Doucette, the BBC's chief international correspondent.